I think I'm entitled.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
The moment he landed in Israel, the words thank you visible from Air Force One and billboards here expressing gratitude. President Trump basked in the praise of a country that credits him more than its own prime minister for today's long-awaited reunions. The president's name echoing through Israel's parliament as he touted his landmark diplomatic success.
This is the end of an age of terror and death. This is the historic dawn of a new Middle East.
Netanyahu praising his American ally.
Donald Trump is the greatest friend that the state of Israel has ever had in the White House.
Going off script, the president called on his Israeli counterpart to pardon Netanyahu, who was indicted for allegedly accepting expensive gifts, which he denies.
Cigars and champagne, who the hell cares about that?
The president then heading to Egypt for a peace signing ceremony with Arab nations and other world leaders who backed the deal.
That is the report from NBC yesterday on the success of Donald Trump getting the Arab nations to come together on a peace plan and basically ending the Hamas battle with Israel. But Hamas doesn't see it that way. You know they don't. Trump has done everything he can to bring peace to the region. And he's getting praises from all corners of the globe. Oh, you didn't know the globe was square, right? That's why we have corners. Should I rephrase that? It's champagne and cigars. What's the big deal? I love that. The trouble is we have many, even still on the left, even though some have acknowledged begrudgingly, okay, Trump did it. But Biden laid the groundwork. My butt, he did. There's no way Biden had anything to do with this. If he really wanted credit, he should have followed up the Abraham Peace Accords when he came into office. He didn't do anything. This happened because of Donald Trump and his approach. Dialogue, negotiation, putting pressure on, and making it clear that we can work together or not. Who wants to walk away from the table empty-handed? But at the same time, there's still clashes of the Hamas with armed family clan members in Gaza City. The fighting, the killing continues, but it does not involve Israeli troops, the IDF in any way. We're going to break it down for you. Welcome to hour number one, Larry Connors, USA, October 14, 2025. And I want to take a moment to point out, this is Charlie Kirk's birthday. Charlie Kirk. Just want that to settle in for a moment. A man, all he was doing is trying to encourage speech, free speech. Everybody cries for, he was using, but they say he was preaching hate. No. He was preaching from the Bible a couple of times. And if you hate what the Bible says about homosexuality or killing the unborn, well, then you might consider it that, but it's not. And with Larry Connors USA, you get news, analysis, opinion, and education before you are thinking about leaving this program. You got some information you do not want to miss coming your way. And when you do complete this program, you will have more knowledge than you do right now. We pump you full of information. Reminding you that when we're on the air, we are live streaming. How do you watch? Well, you go to News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. And Larry Connors USA, Rumble, or Facebook. And everything goes up as a podcast later at News Talk STL, at LarryConnorsUSA.com, and Larry Connors USA Facebook. So if you have to break away for any reason, there's no reason you can't come back and pick up the rest of the program. And do me a favor, please. If you listen at a later time, push the share button. Send that to your family and friends and your enemies. Get them involved in this program. You are our multiplying factor, and I thank you. In our next hour, Democrats in Illinois saying, look at how much money has been hijacked from the taxpayers going into, quote, NGOs, non-government organization, but they're actually politically, politically linked to you know which party. We'll expose that coming up in the next hour, later this hour. Director of National Intel, Tulsi Gabbard, saying Obama is fully exposed at this point. Yep, we knew it was. And now Tulsi Gabbard says the evidence is there. All right, so let's go back to what's happening in Gaza City. It is not peaceful, unfortunately, because Hamas does not want peace. I'm looking at a report from the BBC that says there are at least 27 have been killed. And I imagine that's more based on the timing of this report and where we are now. Masked Hamas gunmen firing and shooting at various family members, armed members in Gaza City. A senior official in the Hamas-run Interior Ministry said, all of our security units have surrounded this clan, as they call it, and we're going to put them down. This fighting is, again, evidence of how difficult it is to achieve peace in the Middle East. And this expressly points out that Hamas was using all the Palestinians as human shields, which we knew. So there are a lot of family clans, militias throughout Gaza. They form their own little group to make sure they can protect each other. And now that the Israeli forces are withdrawn, to make sure Hamas does not get bigger, they are going to fight and rally and take them out inside Gaza. Now, with that in mind, the battling in the streets in Gaza, Palestine area, what about, is there any chance at some point there might be a proposal for a separate state for Palestine? Well, before you jump into that, the Israeli UN ambassador makes it very clear.
It's not on the table. You know, after October 7th, we saw what happened when you actually gave control to Hamas. So I think the Palestinians, they have to prove that they are changing their course of incitement, glorification of terror, payments to terrorists, and believe in coexistence. You know, we tried 20 years ago when we pulled out of Gaza. It failed. Let's hope that the future will look different.
Yeah. Not going to do it. They had control. They turned it over to Hamas, and you see what happened. Again, back to that BBC report. Residents describe scenes of panic, dozens of families fleeing their homes under heavy gunfire, Hamas shooting at them. As one said, this time people were not fleeing Israeli attacks. They're running from their own people. And where are the shouts in the streets, free Palestine now? They may come back, but again, are you supporting the Palestinians or Hamas? See, now you have a clear dividing line, as if you couldn't see it earlier. There's no way you can support the Palestinians if they are, in fact, Hamas, which some are. All right, the director of National Intel, Tulsi Gabbard, says there is more and more evidence coming out showing Obama's fingerprints, probably his boot print as well, on every effort to destroy Donald Trump.
There is irrefutable evidence that detail how President Obama and his national security team directed the creation of an intelligence community assessment that they knew was false. They knew it would promote this contrived narrative that Russia interfered in the 2016 election to help President Trump win, selling it to the American people as though it were true. It wasn't.
Gabbard got her hands on a House Intel report that's been locked away in a CIA vault for almost a decade. Investigators spent over 2,000 hours looking into how the Russia hoax was born, interviewing 20 CIA and FBI officials. And it turns out that the Obama administration doctored the intelligence to make it look like Putin and Trump stole the election. A month after Trump beat Hillary, Barack Obama wasn't satisfied with his intelligence reporting and ordered his CIA director to create a new assessment of how Russia interfered with the election. This was a highly unusual move. John Brennan handpicked five CIA analysts to write the assessment, and they were siloed. None of them knew what the other was doing. And only one analyst was in charge of drafting this report. There was nothing routine about this, and it was a rush job to publish before Trump was sworn in. Nothing was coordinated with the other intelligence agencies either. Basically, this was home cooking for Barack Obama.
Certainly was. It certainly was. As pointed out, as a Fox description of what Gabbard had found becomes more and more evident. And we've seen pieces of this from time to time. But now apparently they've gotten more details and more things they've come up with. Now, back in July of this year, Gabbard filed a criminal referral with the Justice Department against all of the Obama-era intel officers, including Obama, over the investigation. She says that Obama and his officials manufactured intel and again conspired to undermine the legitimacy of Trump's 2016 victory. We all suspected it, and it's all there. So now that report, as you heard again, 20 agents, 20 CIA and FBI agents confirming Obama personally worked with former CIA Director Brennan to create the fake Russian hoax. Well, I thought Obama said, what did he say?
The point is that we have blown through, just in the last 6 months, a whole range of not simply assumptions, but rules and laws and practices that were put in place to ensure that
he's having a problem.
Nobody's above the law.
No, they didn't.
And that we don't use the federal government to simply reward our friends and punish our enemies.
My God, he's
the same thing's obviously happening in the Justice Department.
He is struggling. How do I find the words that it doesn't splash back on me? He wants to smear and slander Trump and MAGA people. But he's got to choose carefully what he says. But then he finally uttered that phrase, no one is above the law except me. Oh, he didn't say that part out loud, did he? He's not the only Democrat, of course, who's been all in on supporting Democrats and destroying Trump. I understand that politics is politics. It's a blood sport. But while Obama was saying, talking about the last few months with Trump in place, we've had all these rules and everything just swiped and wiped away. No, you have not. You have accountability and people being put in front of Congress and maybe in front of a judge before it's over with for what they did and were trying to do. And you, Obama, knew it and you were part of it. I'm telling you, while he was trying to find those right words, he was really struggling. He just trying to find exactly how do I say it? Let's give him one more chance. Let's try him again. See if he can bring us back on point.
The point is that we have blown through, just in the last 6 months, a whole range of not simply assumptions, but rules and laws and practices that were put in place to ensure that nobody's above the law.
Oh, thank
and
you.
That we don't use the federal government to simply reward our friends and punish our enemies.
You don't?
And the same thing's obviously happening in the Justice Department.
The man is walking through a minefield. He really is. Let me give you another example. Letitia James, now facing federal bank fraud charges, was making a statement back in 2022 as to how, if I'm elected attorney general, I'll go after Donald Trump. I'll get his scalp. No consideration about what the law says. You talk about blowing through what laws we have. There was a politician campaigning, you elect me and I'll take down Donald Trump. Let's go back to 2022.
And what would you say to people who say, oh, I'm not going to bother to register to vote because my voice doesn't make a difference, or I'm just one person?
I say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you. Get off your ass and vote.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally.
I love it.
You're going to be a real pain in the butt, and he's going to know you personally? Better watch out what you wish for, because right now, and we told you guys back then, you keep pushing this lawfare against Republicans, never mind if it's Trump or whatever, you continue down that road. What happens if suddenly Republicans have control? But here's the difference. Republicans in control now, they're not pushing lawfare. They're, again, pushing accountability. This is not retribution. It's not revenge. It's justice. Now, that's a word that the left has completely lost. They do not know how to describe it. They don't know how to practice it. But they damn sure know how to walk away from it, to take down any enemy in their way. And that would include you, my friend, simply because you're listening to the program. But, you keep in there with us. This fight is long from over. They're going to continue everything they can. As I said, she is facing federal bank fraud charges. So with that in her face, and that's just one of charges, there may be many more yet to come. What is her best option? Well, Larry, I'm glad you asked that question. Her best option is go on the attack. Deny, deny, and go on the attack. That's coming up. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
In all these years that Wellington Environmental has been my sponsor, I've never mentioned their duct cleaning services. Allergy season is here, and Wellington crews clean air ducts daily in homes and commercial buildings, also cleaning air handling units and diffusers in commercial facilities. Why? Well, because people will see black dirt and mold on the vents, or they are actually suffering from allergies. Don't be fooled by low-cost duct cleaning providers saying they charge only per vent, because once they get on site, the price will skyrocket. Wellington does not do this, never has. Wellington will give you an estimate, and you say Larry Connors, and immediately you get a 20% discount. Call Cindy, 314-644-4930, 314-644-4930. 4930. Make your home and business better, safer with Wellington. Be well with Wellington. Back pain? Follow me to Esquire Sports Medicine, where they've got your back. Esquire is the oldest sports medicine clinic in St. Louis. Dr. Draghi and his team of chiropractors can get you back to work, back to life without the pain. New patients usually scheduled within 24 hours. 314-644-0885. 644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Another day must be another roofer in town. John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing, and the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it, and we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. The Oak Street Inn and Lounge has some great news. The Speakeasy will now be open on Sundays, starting at 2. Open to the public. Great for those in the industry who want to enjoy a Sunday fun day. Plus, enjoy sushi and cocktails. What more could you want? You want to make sure you get the code. And how do you get the code to the Speakeasy? You go to the Facebook, Oak Street Inn and Lounge Facebook. I'll see you at Oak Street Inn and Lounge in Cottleville.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
I also know what it feels like to overcome adversity. And so I stand on solid rock. And I will not bow.
I will not.
I will not break.
I will not.
I will not bend.
I will not.
I will not capitulate.
Mm-hmm.
I will not give in.
Mm.
I will not give up.
Mm. No. They don't want to be all in it together with you, Letitia. Those are her first remarks since she had endorsed Mondani. Yep, that's right. You got to keep that in mind. She has made these remarks. And at the same time, she is fighting for a guy that's going to destroy New York City and the state of New York. But that was her last night at a Mondani rally. I said the first appearance since she endorsed Mondani. It's her first appearance since her federal indictment. So she's got defiant telling them, you're going to be with us. We're all going to be together. You watch how many slowly slip away because they don't want to be facing federal charges with her. Nor should they. They didn't do anything wrong. Her passionate remarks at that rally for Mondami came just 4 days after a federal jury indicted her on charges of bank fraud and making false statements to a financial institution. And now that she's got that crowd of 3,000 plus geared up in that gathering she had at a Manhattan theater, she probably thinks, oh, I can get out in the street and do this all day long. We're going to do a flashback here in a moment as to what she said back in 2022 because she was already making it clear, I don't care about justice. I care about taking down Donald Trump. But now what she's trying to say, this is a political witch hunt against me. You come for me, you got to come for all of us. Well, let's take a closer look at this because the left is obviously looking to stand tall with her. The New Yorker magazine, the New Yorker publication. If you work for the New Yorker, you do know that, and I don't mean this against you if you're suffering this kind of defect. I mean, we don't make fun of people that have physical handicaps. But you do know, if you haven't looked down, you have two left hands. You do. The New Yorker has a piece out by Ruth Marcus. collapse of impartial justice. The question raised by the prosecution, Letitia James, is, quote, would any other federal prosecutor have brought this case against any other defendant? The answer seems to be no. Oh, there we go. There we go. You've already exposed your cards, already making clear which side you're on. So she quickly gets into quoting Attorney General Pam Bondi on her Twitter account last week, saying one tier of justice for all Americans. This is after a federal grand jury in Virginia indicted the New York Attorney General, Letitia James, on bank fraud. Now, here's where they're going to have trouble trying to hold things together. The words as written by this columnist, and this is a column, I mean, it's her opinion, be aware of that. It's not trying to say that these are facts, but it gives you the underbelly that they're so desperately trying to protect, and that is how biased they are. They're not interested in justice. They're only interested in going after Donald Trump. I get down on this article, and she was just saying in the part that no one would have filed this against Letitia James other than the Trump administration. Riddle me this. How many charges were filed against Trump that no one else would have bothered with, including what James tried to bring against him? And don't forget Jack Smith. You know, James had stated that she was going to make Trump aware of her, that he would really know her directly. And Obama has said, as we did earlier, I'm not going to bother repeating it for you. He said, no one is above the law. But each time they try to do that, flashback to 2022, when Letitia James is being asked by a reporter, what are you going to do about Donald Trump?
And what would you say to people who say, oh, I'm not going to bother to register to vote because my voice doesn't make a difference, or I'm just one person?
I say one name, Donald Trump. That should motivate you. Get off your ass and vote.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. He's going to know my name personally.
Oh, he does know your name. He does know your name. We all do. It's in the federal indictment against you. The first of probably more. When she was in office, she did deliver on her campaign promise, saying, I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president. Those were her remarks. The judge who heard the case, the civil fraud lawsuit against Trump, his children, company accusing them of inflating the value of their properties to lenders and insurers to get more favorable terms. First of all, everybody who has a home mortgage, when you go to the lender, you're going to try to make it look better so you can get a better rate and more money, right? Business is the same way. That's not illegal unless you're lying about what you got, which Letitia James did, according to the indictment out of Virginia against her. But the judge who heard the case while James was going after Trump said the frauds found here leap off the page, shock the conscience. And he came up imposing a fine that grew to more than $500 million. Remember that? That all got pushed aside. But this New Yorker columnist writes, how can you say what I'm getting ready to read as if, okay, so what? This is kind of what you're hearing. Even if James misused her office to go after Trump, even if she clearly did, even if the acceptable reaction is not to repeat that offense. So says the columnist for the New Yorker. But she had to put in that little phrase there. Even if she missed, there is no if misusing her office. She clearly did. She had made it very clear. The New Yorker article just underscores how many out there on the left are still looking for a way to destroy Trump and protect their own. Keep in mind the indictment against her right now claims she did not use the property as her second home and said she claimed she rented the house to a family of three, but no specifics. Also states that her application for homeowners insurance described the property as owner-occupied. Well, wait a minute. Are you living there or are you renting it? That's a simple question. And her federal tax forms treated it as rental real estate, but it's owner-occupied. Can't be both. So she got a mortgage for a second home rather than for an investment, according to the indictment. And she got it at a lower rate and received a larger seller credit. They say this is a scheme and artifice to defraud lenders. This is the same kind of thing they're trying to claim that Trump was doing. You're entitled to overvaluate what you want to sell or what you have in your possession. If I want to sell you my car, you look it up in the blue book and it's going to say $15,000. My price is $30,000. You want my car, you're going to pay me $30,000. Well, Larry, you're kind of over. That's not right. Well, you want it or not? And I'll finance it for you through me. 25% interest. Now, do you want my car? The article of the New Yorker adds, even if prosecutors can show that James violated the terms, they will face the hurdle of proving that any deception was intentional. Really? It's unintentional to claim that I live there. Oh, I'm renting it out. And claiming that her father was also her husband. Yeah, Trump knows your name as well as the rest of us. You talking about being a pain in the butt? You're going to find out. Coming up, how many different ways can the left deny what we all see? They claim there is no such thing as Antifa.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Tom Shaw Realtors has been helping sell, buy, lease property all over Missouri for almost 100 years. Call him 636-532-1922 or visit shawrealtors.com. You want the best place to watch baseball or any sport and be able to enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys? Lit Cigar Lounge. Lit has so many events each month, you need to constantly check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook. You don't want to miss anything. Plus, you can order food from Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta, delivered within minutes right to your table. By the way, we're in the season for great patio dining. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta has your table waiting.
Listen up, the offer St. Louis can't stop talking about being held over by popular demand. Right now, renewal by Anderson. Buy any window or door, get the next one 50% off. Plus, you might get zero interest, no payments for 18 months. This is Renewal by Anderson, the full-service window and door replacement division of Anderson. That's a name you've trusted more than 122 years. Our exclusive FiberX frames, 200% stronger than vinyl. And remember, Anderson products increase your home's value by at least 15%. So make sure you take advantage of the offer while it's still being held over. Schedule your complimentary consultation at rbastl.com. 877-WINDOWS. 877-WINDOWS. Renewal by Anderson. This is award-winning quality. Stronger windows. Smarter investment.
Hey, if you're 50 or older, you do not want to take any risk with your money. In fact, you want Leslie Consulting. My friend Bob Leslie can show you a gain and retain plan.
It means you never lose. Plus, you get up to a 20% bonus on day one. Leslie Consulting, a leader in brokerage and risk management. 314-721-0066. LeslieConsulting.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Got me waking, bone man. Waking around the fire. I want a little rain or water. That you won't let Jimmy start, big boy. Can't you hear me when I call?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
There's no Antifa. This is an entirely imaginary organization. There is not an Antifa.
Like, I don't even know what Antifa is. There is no group.
It's not even like far-right groups like the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers. Compared to right-wing extremists, Antifa-linked violence is rare and limited.
It isn't an organization. It is a in many ways, mythology.
It's not like the Proud Boys or the Oath Keepers, you know, sort of defined terrorist organizations with leadership that leads violence.
It's not a highly organized movement. It's a moniker. It's not a unified group like the Proud Boys are. Things like Antifa are things that are thought up.
It's all in this guise of going after Antifa, which is nothing. There's no organization called Antifa.
Nobody's a member of Antifa because it doesn't exist. They are just declaring into existence something that doesn't exist.
There is no Antifa organization, so maybe that's good for social media, but it really is non-existent.
They exist on the internet in chat rooms and in 4chan and Discord and places like that, where they run discussion boards, trade tactics, documents, things like that, but none of them are called Antifa.
But I know I've seen with my own eyes, you have as well, shirts and backpacks and garb, folks dressed all in black, mask and face coverings, and Antifa written on them. They didn't get the word, did they? Every one of those leftist leaders you were listening to, and I'm not even bothered going through the litany of them, you know, and many by voice. But they simply want to deny that it even exists. Trump has called it out as a terrorist organization. So what does the left have to do? Well, we need to say, well, the Proud Boys, that's really an organization. Antifa really isn't. It doesn't have a central area, central leadership. I'm really not sure I believe that. I believe it's clandestine, but it is correct that they try to make themselves invisible until they rise up because they don't want to be destroyed. And that's what Trump is in the process of doing. So I guess the Molotov cocktails and the shots fired at ICE or police law officers anywhere coming from Antifa was a case of fiction. They just cannot accept what they've created. So they try to get out from under it. Let them try. Let them try. All right, well, we still have the government layoff now. And the Senate returned to Capitol Hill today to vote on the Republican proposal again. Blah, 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 blah. The White House Budget Office said we are prepared to ride out the shutdown by continuing layoffs. But again, troops and law enforcement will be paid. They want you to believe that we need this government to operate the way the leftists have been running it. We don't. And we are laying off people that we realize they're really not just essential. They're not even needed in anything. And the Democrats brought this on. Chuck Schumer. I want to imagine in the back rooms, deep, deep, deep within the bowels of an area that only Chuck Schumer knows, and a few other Democrats are trying to say, how do we get out of this? How do we get out of it? We thought he'd fold by now. We're 2 weeks into the shutdown.
And the Trump administration says, we're starting layoffs, which they did, and we're going to continue. Now, I feel for federal employees and their families suffering during this time, even if they hate Trump. I don't want anybody not to be able to provide for their family and take care of them. And they're not responsible for the shutdown. It's the leadership. And to that point, the leadership continues to get their money. Yeah, they're going to be paid. But it's also been made clear that normally after a shutdown, the furloughed players or actors and employees, they do get money when they return, back pay. That might not happen this time. And all they want to do is blame it on Trump again. Oh, I got something. I need to share this. This is a bulletin. I am so sorry. I should have put this at the beginning of today's program. CNNN announcing it will host a live town hall tomorrow with Senator Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. A live town hall dealing with the shutdown. CNNN is inviting viewers, readers, followers, which are getting smaller, to send in their questions now. Maybe your question will be picked. My question is, why the hell don't the Democrats get out of the way and let's get back to the government running properly? And I'm sure Senator Bernie Sanders and AOC share my view. Oh, my God. I pulled one off on you, didn't you? I got that little bluff right past. No, you shut the door in my face. I got it. We have right now a government that is in disarray because the Democrat leadership, Chuck Schumer in particular, is extremely concerned that if he does not show that he's far enough to the left, the progressive left will abandon him and he will not win re-election. 45 years in Congress, up in smoke, because he stepped in something he shouldn't have. Now, you know, speaking about things that some people say, he shouldn't have said that, shouldn't have done that. Let's go back to Trump addressing the Israeli Knesset. He made one remark which many loved, but not everyone. That story when we continue.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
The Napoli heritage of fine dining continues with Napoli Kirkwood. Napoli Kirkwood, now open. So add that to Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C, and don't forget about Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the district, Chesterfield Valley. All of those locations, plus now, open, Napoli, Kirkwood.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Hey, I have an idea. Mr. President, why don't you give him a pardon? Give him a pardon. By the way, that was not in the speech, as you probably know. But I happen to like this gentleman right over here, and it just seems to make so much sense. All right, enough controversy for the day, right? It's actually, I don't think it's very controversial. So, you know, I mean, I see so popular. You are a very popular man. You know why? Because you know how to win.
As you could hear, the majority of the Knesset was saying, Bibi, 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 Bibi Netanyahu, support for him. And Trump asking, Mr. President, can you just give him a pardon as your prime minister? He said, cigars and champagne, that's what he's charged with supposedly accepting as gratuities and briberies and kickbacks. That's all you got? Cigars and champagne? So he urged for a pardon during that address to the Knesset. There were a couple that got so upset, a couple of those Israelis that are members of the Knesset, but they are on, I won't say on Hamas side, but they don't really stand as firm as they should with Israel either. They're kind of like a Chuck Schumer in our midst. Jewish, but really not. So Trump went off script, as he said, and urged the Israeli President Herzog to pardon Netanyahu. He is facing trial on three corruption charges. And again, Trump said, cigars and champagne? Who the hell cares about this? Those are supposedly the illicit gifts mentioned in one of the charges. There's no doubt this is going to help deal with Bibi's support. But I have not seen all the specific charges against him. So I don't know if a pardon would be proper or not. I think in the light of what we have now in front of us, peace, I would think that you could find some grace in there. But political enemies, boy, when they get their talons into you, they do not let go. As you know, anti-socialist opposition leader in Venezuela, Maria Machado, won the 2025 Nobel Peace Prize. And she made a point to say Donald Trump has set the way, and he gets praise for this as well. The socialist dictator of Venezuela, Maduro, called her a demonic witch. That was a W. I hope you heard me right. Demonic witch, as in Halloween. You still don't get it? Okay. He says she's a demonic witch. And, of course, he's busy destroying his country, and you talk about taking away civil rights and everything else. And actually, he referred to her as La Sonja. That is a Venezuelan urban legend from the mid-19th century, basically equating her not only witchcraft, but vampires and all the other nasty things that hide under the bed at night. Oh, they were there when you were growing up, right? They're still there. You're just stepping over them every time. I tell you, if you're going to watch what's happening to Europe, as I often encourage you to do, you're going to find it's not getting better for the face of Europe, for the face of the various nations. Now, the key part here is how that in turn going to turn around and bite the U.S. and our relationships with some of these countries. A statistician found France has the largest ever single-year increase in foreign-born population. That was in 2024. The number of people living in France born abroad increased by 434,000, boosting the total foreign-born population of France to 7.7 million. Major French broadcaster states the number of people living in France born abroad, the largest one-year increase on record, as many as the previous 3 years combined. And 70% of those coming in are from Africa. Now, you can't say, oh, it must be a racial issue. No, France has been very welcoming about that. What you need to look at is what credentials do they bring, or what do they bring of value? And Macron has been all about opening up the borders and inviting more in. Germany had tried to do the same thing, and they're realizing how it can turn around on you. So totally, the foreign-born population of France represents just under 9% of all those living in France. The European Union average for foreign-born residents is 9.6%. That is boosted in part because of Germany's level of foreign occupation at 14.5%. When Chancellor Merkel said, all you people who want to come in our country, come on in. And you saw long lines of young men, no families coming, all these young men coming in. Are they coming to be part of Germany? No. Same thing with France. They're not coming to assimilate. They're coming to destroy what you have and take control of it. These nations have to recognize what's going on. Their populace recognizes it, but no one is shutting the door. Other than England. They said, we're not taking any more immigrants. Racist. No, they're looking to protect their country, like we're doing. Coming up in our next hour, some Illinois state lawmakers say we found where the money was hidden and who they took it from. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 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 John Beal. You and I might have something in common. Back pain. I can tell you where I go for help. Esquire Sports Medicine, the spine of St. Louis. They can put athletes back on the field so they can clearly help us. Esquire Sports Medicine, hands-on chiropractic help on Big Bend, just north of Highway 40, 314-644-0885. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. EsquireSportsMedicine.com. Great patio season to enjoy any of the Cafe Napoli locations. How about the Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield? Enjoying coal-fired pizza, nothing else like it. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. A few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, where you can enjoy premium cigars and whiskeys. Check the Lit Cigar Lounge Facebook for details. Plus, gift cards for friends. I'll see you at Lit Cigar Lounge in Chesterfield. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as Support Dogs for Our Brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Larry Connors here. Is your home ready for the chilly months ahead? Renewal by Anderson has a buy one, get one 50% off window event. And if you qualify, 18 months, no payments, zero interest. Not sure if it's the right time? Renewal makes it easy. No obligation, window inspection. Just find out what new windows might cost when you're ready. No pressure, no hassle. And remember, no one but Renewal by Anderson can offer Fibrex, the proprietary window frame material, 200% stronger than vinyl. Means durability, efficiency, beauty that lasts every season. What are you waiting for? Call 877-WINDOWS or visit rbastl.com and get your consultation. Renewal by Anderson. Superior products. Exceptional service.
This is News Talk STL.